This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Today, our nation honors Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. January can be a very dreary month, and we can all use a break. Martin Luther King Jr. Day has slipped into the rotation of routine events that shape our lives, smack in the middle of the NFL playoffs and right before Groundhog's Day. But Martin Luther King gave us much more than just a day off or a three-day holiday weekend of promotional sales to kick off the economy. He gave us more than a seat on a bus or at a lunch counter for a minority of us. He gave us more than a wake-up call to a majority that was comfortable ignoring the blight of a minority around them. Behind it all was Martin Luther King's challenge for us to be the body of Christ, as the body of Christ, to stand up and speak for those who are disenfranchised, for the oppressed, the outcast, for the ignored. In many respects, Dr. King was a man of his times, a man for his times. He had the courage to speak up. Jesus said it very simply, love one another. So regardless of what your race or religion may be, the love of Christ prevails in that. So even if you aren't a follower of Christ, the love of Christ still unites rather than divides. And our nation is perhaps more divided today than any time, at least in my memory. It's okay to be different. We're all different. We worship differently. Different is okay. We need the transformative power of Christ to unite us as believers in the situation we find ourselves in our culture, in our country today. On September 15, 1963, white racists bombed the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, killing four African-American girls who were attending Sunday school. Dr. King's eulogy for those children was and remains one of the most controversial speeches. He claimed those victims as martyrs for the cause of justice. And in doing so, Dr. King said, quote, "These girls have something to say to every minister of the gospel who has remained silent behind the safe security of stained glass windows. They have something to say to every politician who has fed his constituents the stale bread of hatred and the spoiled meat of racism. They have something to say to each of us, black and white alike, that we must substitute courage for caution." Well, it does take courage to speak up. In the book of Esther, chapter 4 in the Old Testament, the young Jewish maiden has only recently been selected as the new wife of the Persian monarch Mordecai. And her uncle informs her that Haman, an aide to the king, has instigated a plot against her fellow Jews. Mordecai pleads with Esther to intercede before the king, knowing full well it would be a dangerous thing to do. When Esther hesitates, her Jewish uncle advises, "For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows," he says, "who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this." So, speak out. Speak up for the cause of others. That's the word. Speak up when the time is right. That's a calling from God. Let's listen to the call and respond with courageous acts of love. And then come back and join me right here next week. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God has created you to be. Here comes the sun.